Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
At GabRadioNetwork.com. That's sales at GabRadioNetwork.com.
As I was walking down the street one day,
welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Rich Galen. Don't forget to check out his website, mullings.com. You'll subscribe to his twice-weekly Sabra column, and you'll get smarter when you do. You'll enjoy his writing, and whether you agree with him or not, I feel that way. So, Rich, join us. Thank you for joining us, I should say, and for being here. And thanks, for, by the way, for 16 great years. The Mr. Mueller's commission, his group has been put together to do an investigation. It's becoming wide-ranging. The first indictments that he brought down had nothing to do. They were totally disassociated with the election, which is what he was originally brought in to do. I hope I'm saying this about right. And it looks to me like if he does his job, and I'm not sure that he will, but if he does his job right, it looks to me like this is going to be a bipartisan oxygoring. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, people don't understand. I mean, the way you've described was the first set of indictments came down against this guy, Paul Manafort, his deputy, a guy named Bob Gates. And it had nothing to do with what was going on in the last campaign.
They could have already got him for that. Before the election, they could have gotten him. They had enough ability to go after him for that, right?
And apparently they were looking at it. But the issue that nobody's really focused on yet is that, you know, Republicans have not always been in charge of the government here.
Right.
So if there was any skullduggery going on, it is not unlikely that Mueller's going to uncover some payments or favors or something that
right.
goes back to Democrats who were running the show. You know, they ran just like the Republicans
right.
run everything now. In 2008 and 9, Democrats ran everything.
Well, we know about some of Hillary smoking guns.
Yeah, and there's stories, you know, today that he may even indict Russians for that they can identify.
Do you know Mr. Mueller?
No, never met him.
Do you know much about his career?
Oh yeah, sure.
Do you believe he's an honest broker? Do you believe that he won't care whether he'll be agnostic, he'll be blind with regard to ideology and party?
Yes, absolutely.
But his hiring, the people he hired, doesn't really tip the hand that way.
Well, but you know, everybody's either an R or a D here. I mean, there's very few people that aren't. This is Washington D.C. This is what we do for a living, and
uh-huh.
to say. I mean, and to look at Donald Trump, I mean, he gave money to Chuck Schumer, and
right,
now he's calling
right.
him bad names. So that doesn't
yep.
necessarily, who he gave money to doesn't necessarily mean you're going to tilt toward them.
So the interesting thing is that this issue, this thing we're talking about right now, was rained down on President Trump by the Democrats when they thought they were going to win.
Yes,
oops.
Right, and that's right. And well, I mean, none of this, we wouldn't be in, Trump wouldn't be in this position if he just would have just kept his mouth shut
right.
and acted like a rational human
that's
being,
true.
But he brought this on himself. But I think that once these wheels start churning, there's no stopping. I mean, he has a wide, wide range. And one of the things that I was talking to somebody about the other day was one of the ways that Donald Trump got wealthy is that he would come in, you know, if you and I did some work for him, he didn't pay us, he'd say, well, sue me. I got
right.
50 lawyers on my payroll. How many you got?
Right.
Well, the Justice Department has an unlimited number
right.
of lawyers. And this is a different game. And I think the president is having a tough time coming to grips with the fact that he cannot intimidate.
Right.
He can't intimidate a guy like Bob Mueller.
Is it possible that Mueller's investigation could be the beginning of swamp draining?
Oh, sure. Well, I hope so. But, I mean, going back to what you said, I mean, there's a guy named John Podesta who is probably going to get swept up in this manifold.
His brother Tony, who resigned. Tell us
I met Tony Podesta. Tony Podesta is another big-time lobbyist here, Democrat lobbyist.
Right.
Well-known, very tough guy. And he was one of Manafort's guys in all of this Russian-Ukrainian stuff. So when we talk about this stuff splashing up on everybody, it's everybody.
When the Podestas get caught up in this, they're not even one degree of separation away from the Clintons.
Oh no, they're cheek by jowl.
That's right
there. But my point that I said earlier with somebody like Tony Podesta is that Manafort hired him. He didn't hire him to go talk to Republicans.
Yep.
He hired him to go lobby Democrats. So
quick assessment.
That's what I mean.
Quick assessment. I got to go to a break. I got to wrap it up. Do you believe we'll be net benefit or net negative for Mr. Mueller's program?
Oh, I think benefit. I think the truth. I pray
that you're right. Hey, Rich, good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Ben.
Rich Gaylor, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that the ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.